Good morning, everyone. Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Network, along with Tom Leffer at Leffer Commodities. Tom, time again for that supply and demand and some projection numbers. A lot of pre-report guesses, not much change in the U.S. numbers. A lot of traders looking at the world numbers. What's going on?
Well, we did see the report this morning show that the corn came in 5 million bushels more than what the trade saw last month, when we was looking for a decrease of 24 million. So that's not real friendly. 832 million bushels is where the corn ending stocks are. The soybean ending stocks, pretty much as expected. We were looking for a decrease of 18 million. We got a decrease of 20 million at 165 million bushels. The wheat a little bit on the berry side, they was looking for an increase of 1 million bushels. We got an increase of 10 million bushels to 858 million. Now, when you look at the world numbers, we saw in the ending stocks for the world mostly increases, as world soybeans increased by a little bit over 1.25 million metric tons, almost a little bit over, I should say, 0.75 million metric ton increase in the corn, and over 4 million metric tons increase in the wheat ending stocks. Australia's wheat crop increased by 1.5 million metric tons over last month, and we saw Argentina and Brazil's soybean production left unchanged from last month's report. So nothing huge in this report. The biggest thing is there's not really a big bullish overtone, which might make it a little tough on these markets to hold upside today. But don't let that stop you from thinking they can't go higher, because the funds could come in, defend positions, and hold this market on the upside. We did close higher last night.